Fortune.
Can't seem to get a handle on that plumbing repair? Not to worry. Get expert advice from Rosie and Romy now by calling 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to what we have recently found out, recently as of yesterday, is the number one weekend radio show in all of Arizona. Yay! So thank you for that. Thank you for listening. If you're a regular user of our services, you know that for the Arizona homeowner, everything we do is free to you. Our website, rosieonthehouse.com, is the number one homeowner's resource for do-it-yourself guidance or do-it-for-me referral contractor network that has been voted the number one contractor referral network in the entire state for 4 years in a row. That's beating out every other referral network that comes to mind that you may know about. You know, one day you were talking, Romy, about John Harper and John Eisenhower doing a sermon on tree trimming. I'm going to do a sermon on the differences between the referral networks that are out there. Boy, that would be a soapbox. It would get me going. I'll tell you that right now. What good is a referral network if the people that they're referring can actually pay to have their complaints removed from their website?
Oh, that's convenient.
Now, what kind of referral network is that?
Convenient.
You're not going to find that at Rosie on the House.
If you're the contractor, not the homeowner.
If you want the safest, best, most qualified contractors to work on your house, home, castle, or cabin, you continue going to rosieonthehouse.com. Don't let your friends, family, or neighbors go to another referral network. You'll be disappointed. Let's get back to the calls. People are reaching us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Good morning.
Kathy in Buckeye.
She
set her phone
She's
down.
She's right there. Morning, Kathy.
Hi, I'm here. Yes.
Morning.
I'm here.
Morning, Kathy.
Morning. We have I was looking on one of the backs of my floor tiles. It's porcelain tile in our entire house.
Okay.
And it's not a smooth finish. It has a lot of indentations in it, and the size of each tile are rough. So all the when it gets cleaned, all the dirt goes down into those little teeny indentations.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of coating that I can put on that tile?
Well, after you thoroughly clean it, there are sealers that will make it easier to clean. There isn't a filler that's going to fill all those little inconsistent surface imperfections.
Hmm. Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
That's what you were hoping for, huh?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with our website, Kathy?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you would go to rosieonthehouse.com and go under cleaning, you'd find Phoenix Carpet Repair, which is a specialist in weaving and repairing carpet, but they are also tile and grout cleaners and sealers.
602-688-4186.
Then there would also be First Class Green Cleaning, which has been a Rosie certified partner for a long
time. You've
heard
EcoFresh for years, and they recently changed it. So
they would be able to guide you, assist you, and help you as far as cleaning and sealing that.
And don't get scared by the 480 number. They still do work in your area. And that's just the number that carried over. But they're actually they're big carpet warehouses in Glendale now. 480-422-4353.
Ring either one of those two Rosie certified floor care experts in the Phoenix metro area and let them know you called Rosie on air, and I don't know of a product that is going to do what you want it to do. Maybe they have one for you.
For grout we can do, but the actual tile itself, and I'd be nervous that if there was some kind of clear acrylic that we put on concrete that you tried to put on there, it would seal all of the moisture in between there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And of course, with travertine, you have to grind it, buff it, and fill it. And that's the difference between a $3 a square foot travertine job and a $8 a square foot travertine job. But this is porcelain, so I'm not familiar with what she's going to be able to use. So sorry, Kathy, but those two experts, Rosie certified, will be the place for you to start. Get the answer you're looking for. Here on the Super Bowl preparation edition of Rosie on the House.
I think we have time to at least get Annette's question in before our news break.
I'm going to squeeze it in real tight here.
Annette, go ahead real quick.
All right. Good morning. I have a quick question. My kitchen is so tiny. I have hardly any cabinets. What I want to do is my kitchen wall where I want to build in an old vintage pie safe. So I have more cabinets. I want to build it into the wall, but it's a joining wall with the garage. So I think it's a load-bearing wall, but I want to build that cabinet in so it's flush against the kitchen wall, but it protrudes out to the garage. Is this a very costly endeavor?
When was the house built?
About 20 years ago.
Okay.
And the garage is enclosed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have a fire code issue we're going to have to deal with, but we'll address that after the news break. Stay tuned, or if you're listening on one of our music affiliates, little Chanky Chank coming your way. We'll be back right after this. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.